Over $500,000 was raised last week, Thursday and Friday, in our 14th annual KS95 for Kids Radiothon. You know, it was really, really nice to see the community come together and help two amazing charities, Children's Cancer Research Fund and Gillette Children's Specialty Healthcare. People kept coming up going, oh, good job, you guys, good job. And I'm like, we didn't do anything.
No.
You know? We can't make people call in. We can't make people pick up the phone. We can give them lots of good reasons to call, and we give them lots of good stories and share a lot of incentives and reasons why they should support these two wonderful local charities. But you picked up the phone. You took the initiative to call in, and you raised $500,000.
Yeah.
Well done, Twin Cities.
Yes.
That was awesome, man.
We're just providing the platform for everybody to come together in one place and just kind of be able to give. All of our corporate sponsors, they stepped up with all of our power hours. It was just incredible to see that level of corporate generosity, because that really got people to call in too, because people want their money to really count, and the listeners calling in, it was just so wonderful. But most of all, thank you to the families and the kids. The kids having that kind of bravery to come up and tell their story and sit next to us. I mean, it was very emotional and very difficult for them to do that, and they did. And by them being so open, it really touched a lot of hearts and got people to call in. So thank you so much for doing that.
I know. Some of those moms getting up there and getting, teary-eyed and upset, and they would come off afterward and go, oh, I'm so sorry. It's like, no, you don't have to apologize. You know, this is great that you're able to get up there and tell your story. And it made a big difference for us this year. We set all kinds of records for the first time ever. We haven't ever had the kind of donations we had come in. It was incredible.
One person donating $10,000 during a power hour. I mean, it just makes you feel so good, and I can't wait to do it again next year.
Well, we want to thank Jim Geraci. He produces all the stories that you heard at KS95 for Kids. He's been doing it for the last 14 years, and he brings these 20, 25-minute interviews and condenses them to a four-minute song. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he is an artist. He's a production artist to do that. And, of course, we want to thank Gillette Children's Hospital. We want to thank CCRF, Children's Cancer Research Fund. I mean, they partner with us and they allow us to do this work, and it's just so amazing.
We had all the volunteers helping us out at the phone banks, coming in early at 5 in the morning to answer calls. And believe it or not, we were getting calls at 5:30 in the morning from people.
We were.
Yeah, who made donations. So thank you to that. Also, Comcast and their technicians, they were on site the entire time, making sure our phones were working for the entire event, managing our online donations at KS95.com.
Takes a lot of people to pull something like this off, and $514,000 this year. It's a really good feeling, and hopefully this makes some real changes.
It will. Target, thank you for stepping up. Treasure Island Resort and Casino, appreciate your support in this. C.H. Robinson Worldwide, Anytime Fitness, CenturyLink, Dairy Queen, Deli Express, Larkin Hoffman Attorneys, Super America, Suave Kids Shampoo and Body Wash, Axe Advisors, Big Inc., Minnesota Telephone Networks, and Court Furniture. They all came together, got behind this, and supported our 14th annual. We couldn't be happier.
Thank you so much.
7:13 at KS95 with Ryan and Shannon.